Mayfair. Harvest was going well until the province-wide rain made working outside for everyone last Saturday come to an instant halt. A hectic storm went through, but with extremely hot temperatures the past 2 weeks this type of weather pattern can be expected. I sat at Chitek Lake Farmers Market from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. August 27 and met some wonderful people who were selling their labors of love. Barnes Creek Ranch produces beef. It is owned by the Enns family near Leoville. Family members include Mother Leanne, Father Dylan and Emery, Mandy, Jenna and Kelly. They got into selling their beef at farmers markets less than a year ago. Dylan and Jenna are originally from Tennessee. They are young, vibrant and very excited about their new venture, which gives the business great exposure to the public. Large samples of three kinds of meat jerky sticks were very good and reasonably priced. I got hooked onto the dill pickle flavor. To order one can call Mandy at 306-984-8006 or Emery at 306-984-7926. Another hard-working woman with seven children from near Spiritwood, Lois Lawin and daughter Sarah, sold fresh garden produce. Their business is Wandering Shovel Farm and Market Garden Fresh Vegetables. Lois along with husband Trent even go once a week on Wednesdays to drop off vegetables to Saskatoon customers and en route stop at Shell Lake and Shellbrook. They have been in this business for 7 years. Lois laughed and said with all of her little helpers in the large gardens, shovels do get lost and misplaced, thus giving their business name significance. The last Chitek Lake market is this September long weekend and there will be quite a few vendors offering their goods. The weather is supposed to be superb for this time of the year. Probably most small town outdoor markets will wrap up on this coming weekend. Deepest sympathy to Tracy Kostuick and Peter Liebert on the recent passing of her parents within a 5-week span. Her dad, 72-year-old Tom Kostuick, grew up on the family farm owned by Paul and Jan Cherwinski for the past 35 years or so. He was a miner in Thompson, Man. Most of his working life, then moved back to Hafford District to be closer to his sister Bev Foster. Tracy's mother had lived in Manitoba for a number of years. A dear friend of mine recently passed away. 70-year-old Nora Skelton from Chitek Lake was one of my cooks at Vacation Place Restaurant over a decade ago. She will be terribly missed by husband Glenn and two children, Mike, Jennifer, their spouses and a handful of grandchildren who live in Martinsville, plus numerous friends from all over. Nora was hospitalized most of the winter in Saskatoon. Her memorial service is in Leoville at 1:30 p.m. this Friday, so another drive for me up to the Great North Country. Blueberry picking is spotty in the forest my friend and I discovered last week. Just when we thought we were defeated after wasting time walking in the unbelievable heat, what did we come upon? Patches of purplish blue. Then Faye and I quit our grumbling. To work we did go. Bears didn't make an appearance this time as compared to other years. The excitement for most young children who will be entering a school setting for the first time can be terrifying or an adventure for them. Even first-time parents get a little teary-eyed as they watch their children leap into another environment. Teachers, educational assistants and other school staff welcome all students to a wonderful and exciting 2022-23 year of learning and creating new and renewing old friendships. I am a grandmother to students going into grades 1, 3, 5 and 7. I have worked in schools for many years and always get a sense of excitement this time of the year. Wishing everyone a safe, healthy, great school year.